after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
If you get it how we get it, if you live it how we live it, then you get it how we get it.
What's up, motherfucker? Life at Dust Live. I'm your boy, Fetty J. And man. Y'all know what today is. Today is January 2nd. Well, so, special by January 2nd of Life at Dust Live. It is the first episode of 2013. I don't know about y'all, man, but it's just, that is just crazy, you know, be able to just look, you know, we were, the world was supposed to end and all this other extra crap that everyone made up was, you know, these conspiracy theorists was making up that, you know, the Mayan calendar, all the world's going to end because it says it on the calendar. But yet, here I am today, January 2nd, and almost January 3rd, and I'm walking around as we speak. Unless I'm in the afterlife or something, but dang. But, man, I'm definitely very much so a great blessing. This is a new season of the show. You definitely got a lot of great stuff coming up. As far as, you know, later in the season, we'll be premiering a new theme song. Y'all know, as I told y'all, you know, if you've been paying attention on the Dust Spot, we have a contest for the artists who are on the Dust Spot before November 30th. Yes, that we do it. They get to partake in the theme song contest, and man, I'm really ready to see what's gonna come out of it because we had some nice theme songs since we started this show, and I know y'all remember we didn't have a theme song that was even more interesting. So, this guy definitely is a big up for coming this far, man. Turn it up. I know some people got screaming in the chat room when you open it. I'm about to get it open. Relax. But I'm about to go ahead and open the lines because I know my co-hosts, they've been waiting to see. I told them I have a nickname for them. I'm about to start giving them. So, what's up? We got my girl Terry in the building.
Terry Lamone
and Keista Diva. What's up?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, what's up? Y'all want to know what I'm going to start calling y'all, right?
Right.
All right, so, you see, together, y'all both are together. Y'all are the Reese's peanut butter cup game. That's what y'all are, the Reese's peanut butter cup game.
Wow.
Cause you got Terrence the peanut butter, and and Keith's the chocolate. When you put them together, they make the Reese's Pieces. There you go. Reese's Puffs, whatever. And
oh, Lord.
I thought for that idea, when y'all find y'allself, see, then y'all got separate names. See, Keisha's Cocoa Puffs and Sharon is Reese's Puffs. You know, she not the chocolate part, so you just kind of put it together, whatever, and there you go.
My name is Cocoa. Wow.
So, yeah,
it's
I know. Y'all know how I do. I be playing. But, you know, it's definitely good to see y'all on the other side of 2013.
Right. I was hoping to get some collaterals. When people thought the world was going to end, I was hoping to get a few gifts, but...
Right, yeah, I know.
Put me on your wheel real quick. Let me in here at your
life. Right. Yeah, I'm still wondering. We're sitting right here doing the show, and the world supposed to end. I'm not figuring that one out.
I didn't get
it. Yeah, people just do too much. They be just going about what everybody else be saying all the time. They just they just needed something big to talk about. That's all.
I forgot I missed the memo. I was like, I missed the memo? He's dead or something, man. So maybe I'm just being stubborn. I'm still alive. So I guess, but, you know, it's definitely about to go down. Got a new season. And y'all know every March marks another year of the show. So, you know, March 23rd is going to be the 5th year, we will be running the show for 5 years. That is a long time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so we still doing it up. It's some people I've seen come and go. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to not only still do the show, but have so many people who support it and listen to it. So, definitely got big everybody up there that supports the show. Without y'all, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today. So a definitely big up for that. Also, you know, I want big you two up because, you know, y'all another key part of the show. You know, y'all came in November, you know, y'all just ran over. And what I love is the fact y'all love the show just as much as I do. And, you know, that's a blessing to be able to have somebody that, you know, it's almost part of y'all. I remember. Not doing it. We were taking the break. During the break, y'all were like, "Oh, we're doing the show today. We're doing the show today." It just
right.
y'all were on it. I was like, "Man, yeah, y'all take a break. We're taking a break for a little bit."
Yeah, me and Terry had so much to talk about. We were so ready to get on the show.
What's some of that tea? We're gonna be wondering. We're gonna ask y'all for.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so I'm going to let y'all know some of the stuff that's on the plate for today's show because we got some stuff. We're each going to share some of our favorite moments of 2012. Also, we're also going to do some prank calls. So I already got a couple lined up, and I don't know. I figure out which ones I want y'all to get. No, okay. There's the one I have an idea. See, y'all give me. See, this is how exclusive people listen to this show. Y'all listen to Elijah to hear these thought processes of how it comes together. See, okay. I don't know. I'll talk about it during the music break because I want to surprise them in here to call about not knowing that ahead of time. So, you got one of them I'm going to tell y'all about, and there's one I'm going to do myself because shout out to, and I'm actually going to be playing this song here in a bit. Shout out to my boy Jono, who is the spot of the week on Dust Spot. He sent me somebody to go on to prank. And y'all know, see, when y'all see y'all friends out there in some trouble, cause I can manipulate the hell out of my voice. So, shout out to Miranda. She's going to be getting pranked later. And. Oh man, it's gonna be bananas, man. And I'm gonna tell y'all during the break the other one because I think I want y'all to get the person on this one. That's gonna be hilarious. So I'm gonna take my idea on it, but
we're gonna go
to a quick song, and maybe we're gonna go to a couple songs, and we'll be back. So y'all stay right there. We'll be back on Life and Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. Keisha Diva, Turn the Moon.
Hey.
All right. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and start it off with my boy Spinner because it's the new year. If you're not Baptist, don't even come near me. Well, or as long as you're real, but be about business, man. So we got my boy Spinner. Shout out to my boy Spinner, long time supporter. This is Get to the Money. Let's go.
Turn up.
Gotta get that money, hey, hey. Gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, folks. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds.
When I'm stacking in my honey.
Designated heaven. Took your kick, catch your kick. I got two kickers. Broke your kick, got a hook. I'll jump you.
you when slippers are in it. You talk big for a little two pence a win. Took two sips and there go two pence a din. Put the rent flames with every flip on my tongue. How you wanna get dead? My rare or well done. I know I raw son. Real fucking pretty. Tongue twist like Bobby Wallin, like Whitney. No, that Britney might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, it might take my head off. Bust that lid off. You hear how that thing sounds? That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. 10-point mass at your ears. Have you getting down, groove? Pick you up like, how the fuck you sitting down?
All right, we're back in the building. The Life That Just Live. With your boy, Sonny J, Karen Lamone, and the Diva.
I know that's right.
Yeah. And that was on board. That was on board Spinner. First with Gotta Get to the Money. And then my boy John O shot
some
boy. I know, so you gotta get to that money, man. And shout out to my boy John O of his track Dance Party, and I can't wait. He was to be, you know, he was originally gonna be releasing a video on Christmas Day, but you know, sometimes things happen. And, but he got some. He's gonna be releasing it soon, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And I just really appreciate him, dude. I think he's on the. That was crazy. I think he on the same one than I am at time. I'm like, God dang. So I just big up to him. And, you know, I can't wait to see what's going to come out of the video, because I like the concept he was talking about and everything. So, like, the concept of the video is going to be sick. So, y'all just understand that this dude is not going to give you just no plain video. People in one room with it just being black and white, and it's all, and there's no really no concept. Got a contest of this, so big up some award channel. And big up some for sending somebody to prank calls. They're going to get their behinds called out later on. So, yeah, a couple of prank calls we're doing, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get into, you know, some of my favorite moments of 2012. And I'm going to start with you, Keith. What's some of your favorite moments of 2012?
One of my favorite moments, and I talk about it a lot, was actually having this opportunity to be a co-host on the show. That was one of my favorite moments. It really given me a lot of exposure, so I'm thankful for that. And to me, you know, different people such as Terry, and she's great. I mean, I'm very appreciative. I have had more bad moments than I actually had good. So, you know, I made the best of 2012. But most of all, this is very, very hot.
All right. As far as, like, anything you saw with, like, celebrities or anything that you saw was hilarious or stupid or great, what were some of the great moments you saw from that?
As far as celebrities, the only thing that was really great when it comes to that was when different celebrity photographers was reaching out to me, giving me concepts and ideas and the thought of them wanting to work with me. That was a plus as well. Being able to finish college, I mean, that was a plus. Not many people can say, you know, that they're going to have a degree. So I'm thankful for that as well.
Okay. Well, as far as I know, one of the moments I definitely say big ups to was being able to go vote again. Oh, man. Vote. Yes. Shout out to you voted. Well, whoever you voted for, shout out to you for having a voice. But in the days, I know I'm still going to be biased. I'm not going to ask. Like, I don't know who I voted for on the show, so keep it real. I just want to say shout out to President Barack Obama for having a second term.
And I thought you voted for Mitt Romney.
I originally did, but then see what had happened was the Democratic ticket thing, and I was done. I couldn't even do nothing about it, so I couldn't vote for Mitt Romney last minute. That's what happened to me.
He's very mad at you. He told me, actually, he tweeted me and told me to tell you that, you know, he got something for you. I don't know what it is, but.
Hey, I mean, Stacey's dad voted for him, so, I mean, he shouldn't feel too bad. Stacey dad, what were you doing? Okay, anyways, if I get ready to start letting Stacey dad have it. Oh, man, I just got to close my ears and pretend I didn't hear that she did it and just look at her and say, Stacey dad, she's fine, Stacey dad, she's fine. But then I got to remember you did that stupid thing. So, anyways, keep it moving. All right, we're going to go to you, Tara. What was some of your favorite moments of 2012?
The best moments for me, I got to say, is the opportunity to work with more people as far as being able to be the same, a radio co-host, and able to, you know, enroll back in school for me to go ahead and, you know, major in graphic design. And just being able to interview the celebrities as far as Cleo Thomas and just having the opportunity to get to know people and see their outtakes on life and different aspects within the entertainment industry and just life in general. So I could just say meeting people that, like, better my life almost and show me, like, more positive outlook on how to look at different paths and which way to go about things. So that has to be my good moment.
Okay. Well, definitely anything in the celebrity world or whatever that you thought was hilarious over the past year?
one thing that, I mean, that was like, you know, that was like late 2012 that I thought was kind of funny was the whole thing with Coco cheating on my man, you know. I see it just, because I'm like, he like macked that egg and she just went all out taking pictures. I'm like, oh, shit. But yeah, that was a funny moment.
You had to go get your man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, she didn't just do him like that. Other than that, just Beyonce having her baby and that whole little stuff. I'm not even going to get into that, Lord. But that was funny.
Oh, yeah, and Kim Kardashian, oh, God. Help me.
Hey, at least you know who her daddy is, though.
Hell,
I'm gonna say that.
What are you doing? This is for how you made the rest of your life. No.
Oh, man. My God.
Daddy is, though. A lot of girls don't even know that, but I'm like, shoot. Most people talking about this Ray J baby. I'm like, Lord, y'all saw Ray J in that video not putting it down. Ooh, I ain't said
okay.
Okay, so y'all put them on first. I'm not going to participate in that discussion about what he was doing with his penis. All right. okay. As far as some of the great moments, I just say for 2012. I just gotta say just shout out to, you know, y'all coming through, man. Shout out to our DJ T Buck for coming to the show too, and you know, and Cleo Thomas Cleo Thomas is the most listened to show, most downloaded show, I should say, to be more exact, most downloaded show up to date. So, man, he beat out. Then before that, it was the most downloaded show was Arthur Sheila Lipsy, and definitely I gotta say big thanks to her because I'll possibly be doing some acting this year through her. So we're gonna see how that works.
hey,
but other great moments, of course, like I said. I just like it was some sad moments too. Like one of the moments that was pretty sad was losing my grandma, my mom's mom. I could say, shout out to Mama Rachel. You know, you're still alive in my spirit. At the end of the day, you know, she's one of the key people that just definitely influenced me to always be lively and you know, and encourage people with my laughter and all that kind of stuff. That there's definitely gotta say this big up story, and her spirit is still living on and keep doing what we do. And so definitely that was one of the hardest moments to me. It was my grandma.
That's real.
Grandma.
Rest in peace.
And let's see. As far as some more moments, this year, man, a lot of growth this year. And it was, I have to say, 2012 was really a good year for me. I honestly can say that. It really was overall a good year. And I look forward to what's going to go on this year. Now, as far as things, I thought it was a hot mess. I know some of y'all remember that one moment, the one woman, Sweet Georgia Brown. And she had that, Lord Jesus, this is fire. I ran for my life. And she was talking about the soda pop and all that, and
anybody got time for that?
Boy, I use that phrase so much. It's like that's a phrase you say almost kind of like every day, but now it's funny when you say it because you start thinking about when she said it. So that phrase, like, in my regular everyday vocabulary, like, real crazy now, because I be telling people when they act the fool, they ain't got time for that. that was one of my favorite funny moments. Wow. And another traumatic moment, was all the shootings. I mean, good God. There was another most recent one where some state troopers got killed and stuff that over in the Capitol, if I'm not mistaken. And that was crazy. And then Sandy Hook, you know, kill shooting, that was ridiculous. I mean, wow.
Yes, that was horrible.
Still to this day, I don't understand that. It's just crazy. You just sitting there doing all that. It's not like some people are like, well, it really isn't the first time like some mass thing has happened to a lot of kids like that. But it's just something that's more recent that's like, wow, just a slap in the face. And then the other instance the premiere of the new Batman movie that came out this year, where it came out in 2012, you know, and there was at one of the movie theaters, there was a shooting at the movie theater.
Right, I do recall that.
Yeah.
So it's some crazy people out here, man. Y'all wilding out. Y'all gunslinging for no reason. And that's what I've been trying to tell you, man. Y'all just running around here, you know, taking life for granted, man, and y'all make it up, and other people don't have a choice in if they want to live or not, because some foolish person want to just shoot folks. So, you know, I just hope it all gets better.
I do, too. I hope 2013 is a year of less tragedies, and especially things like that. When you're going inside of a school, taking little kids' life, I just really hope it's no more of that. It's some crazy people in this world, though. It really is.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's real true.
We're gonna go to. I think we got a call. I'm gonna go to the caller real quick. I don't know. Y'all got a bunch of 1111111. What's up, caller?
Hey, what up?
Who am I speaking to?
Your boy James.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How you folks doing?
Great.
Pretty good. What brings you to Life at the Dust Live, man?
Just poking on Facebook, and I saw, you know, your little ad. So I said, you know what? If I go to sleep, let me take this out. So, you know, I mean, you guys are doing you guys are doing your thing. That's good.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Brownie points. Y'all give him some brownie. Y'all give him some brownie points, audience. I got some brownie points in y'all.
Yes.
Okay, that was that. Okay, y'all, see, that's what you messed up. I pressed the wrong applause. Okay, y'all messing up. Okay. I didn't want that kind of applause. I was about to play round of applause. That wasn't quite the applause we were.
All right, man. It's all good, man.
know, some people probably just had that kind of round of applause for New Year's, but we weren't doing that today. But man, while we got you, man, what was one of your best moments of 2012 for yourself personally?
One of the best moments of the show?
One of the best moments for you in 2012.
Like you said, man, voting, being proactive, you know, exercising the right, and, you know, just ensuring the future for myself. I'm a college student, so, you know, a lot of that stuff applies for me, you know, a future,
oh, wow.
You know, a job. So, you know, not to get too deep, you know, I think that was one of the benchmarks of my year, just being able to be participate in something of that magnitude.
That's good. That's great.
And it's definitely good to see that you're a college student trying to do it up. It's not every one of us. Some people are like, "How is it?" It's really not, because you got to do a lot of sacrificing when it comes to being in college. You sacrifice so much to be able to do what you gotta do. So, you know, big up to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And, you know, it's good to see another educated person in the world, man.
Thank you.
But
I had a question for Taryn.
Okay.
I mean, you're all over YouTube. I see you on your Facebook pages. Like, how did you reach this? You know, how did you reach this magnitude of success? Because I remember you know, back in high school, and like you just blossomed into this, you know, kind of celebrity, and I'm like, whoa. Like, one
whoa.
Day, you know, I want to be on that type of level.
Okay.
Not on that level, but just level of just notoriety.
Level success.
Yeah,
ooh,
basically.
You said high school. Lord have mercy. Ooh. I wouldn't say I'm a celebrity, not at all. But what I can say is I've been blessed. I mean, it does come, like, you have to put in a lot of hard work with it. I don't have – nothing that I get or have had has been handed to me. So basically just networking and promoting yourself. And then, I mean, hopefully you'll get the opportunity where people will want to work with you and help promote you too if they believe in what you're selling, what you're making out of your brand, and who you are. So – I guess that's how,
okay.
I guess I like kind of just exploded, I guess you would say. But no, I'm not a celebrity, my baby. Not even close yet.
Oh, okay.
You are, Terry. In some people's eyes, you are.
Yeah, because she said she's not a cereal box yet. She says she ain't that famous yet.
Hey, you know, I just think
a cereal box.
Dreams do come true. And, you know, the people I've went to school with, you know, seeing them do so well, so young, I mean, it just gives hope. So, you know, big ups to you guys, not just Taryn, not, you know, single you out, but, you know, everybody.
Thank you.
And, yep.
It was good having
you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Man, that's our love, man. We got some very loyal people that support us, man. I love it
for
so
real.
Much about the people listening to this show.
Right. Oh, my God, Terry, you're a celebrity.
I am not. I got my face hurt. Like, my face hurting right now. I'm like, what? He said high school.
I can feel, you know, I can, like, feel the vibe to the phone, like, you were just, like, blushing. Like, I can feel the vibe through you, like.
Terry had a
Versace. Oh, really? Terry had a Versace.
Oh, girl.
So they think she's a celebrity.
I was just, you know, a little
fashion, that's it. So Terry turned so dark red, she turned to Terry tomatoes, then Terry lemon. Lemon.
You know, said tomato.
Oh, my God.
Okay, y'all, we're going to do, we're gonna get to, I told y'all we're going to do it, is, you know, that's one of y'all favorite moments. I do a lot of that, I do this show from time to time because y'all know when I'm going to do them. I just throw it out there last minute on y'all and y'all don't know when I'm going to do them. So we got some prank calls we're going to do today. Let's do a couple of them. I ain't gonna mention no restaurants in this round. That was because I be getting no restaurants. I'm gonna be nice today. I'm not gonna come to restaurants today. Because y'all know when I come to restaurants, I be getting on the blues. Everybody, what? Like I still remember I called a Chinese restaurant. They, hello, my name. Yeah, hello, yeah, I want our chip for a ride. I ordered like $103 worth of stuff, and then I told them, I'm only one, I said, never mind, scratch, they only want the egg roll. Do you know how pissed they got when they had to remove all that stuff from their list?
Yeah, why are they doing it
for me? You know, they tripping. They was ready to cut my head off. It's when they go get a Bushido blade and chop the heck out of my head off. I was a little scared for a second.
Oh, man.
So, yes.
I got like an awkward moment. I just want to, like, know if anybody else do it. Y'all know how y'all be trying to, like, talk a different language? And when I be trying to talk Chinese, like, am I the only person that be, like, blinking my eyes, like, extra hard? Like, I be twitching
I'm around somebody for too long, I start talking like them. Like, my friends, and shout out to my friends in New Orleans, I met them when the storm at first happened. And they were like, they're like some of my still my good friends today. And I remember when I would tell them around them, I would go around other people, and they would be like, man, you've been around them too long. I start talking like, I was from New Orleans, like,
I don't know. I can't believe I came up with this idea for this one. I can't believe it. Okay.
All right. So this was actually, as we kind of said, this caller, this is, I'm actually one of the good artists that I know as, you know, that supports that I got going on. And the spot that we're getting ready, the spot that he does the event booking for, I'm actually going to be doing an event there on the 20th of this month. So I just got to say big ups to them just for the love. And that's been one of the main places I've DJed the most. So big ups to Blue Moon, giving y'all a free plug. Free plug! Shout out to Blue Moon Bar and Grill in Louisville, Texas. Definitely big ups to y'all, y'all got going on. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start some trouble real quick. Okay, so this is my boy Greedy. Let's see what we get out of here. I think I can get him.
I think we can get him. Let's try. So, yeah.
So, Tara and Keisha, y'all ready?
We ready.
Yes.
All right. I might help y'all on this one. I'm going to let y'all, let y'all get in order that I get them.
So, hold on. Let's see.
In a minute.
So what's up, the call, man? Okay. All right. So we're gonna try to call him back. Okay. So we're gonna go to a caller. I see we got a caller. Let's open that line real quick. All right, call for 313, you're on Life of the Death Alive. Hooky Boy, City J, Terry Lamont, and Keith Bieber. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's poppin'? This your boy, Tony Vega.
What's up?
Vega.
Chillin', trying to catch that supermodel over there. I came all the way to Detroit, and she wasn't even there.
Oh... hold on. We got to say, you gotta put your front. We gotta put the sound effects on for you. Uh oh, where is it at? I got them. You got my favorite ear effects?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Uh-huh.
Already.
You got to get look, you
but how y'all doing,
up
man?
You got to go find that jar. Open up that jar real quick.
Oh, man.
Jar of crickets. Oh, what's good with that, Terry? Uh oh.
Look, let me tell y'all something real quick. Vega, you would never just try to call in the next call. But no, y'all know I've been shooting moves like crazy, man, for real. You know I'm going to have to come to Vegas or something, for real.
Yeah. We been trying to get you out there, but, you know, you're super busy. So I got to call you on your job just to get in contact with you.
And look, we even going to do it even bigger, man. I'm going to bring my homegirl, Keith, around with me. That's my other co-host that's on the line right now. Bring her along with me to you. 2-in-1 special. I'm telling you, don't get no better, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Word up. You only get two pieces of the biscuit. That's Popeye. You're getting Keith and Taryn.
It's going to be a great day.
Y'all have a good night, man. Happy New Year. I'm out.
It's going to be something. We had to play. Need some of that? Oh. Okay, never mind. I appreciate you, man.
All right, go.
And bye, baby. Shout out to the whole Mixy Mag crew and also Will from Prototype Mag. Had to give that shout out real quick. And that was just Tony Vega, y'all just heard from. That's the owner of Mixy Mag. So, y'all. Follow him on Facebook, do your thing, you know, even though he exposed me, you know how it is. Real nigga.
All right, we're going to try to call my boy Greedy again. Here you go.
in a minute.
And they like trying to play scare with me. But it's not
going
to work.
Right, what's going on with them?
What's going on with them? Don't y'all be scared. I ain't going to
mess with y'all too, man.
Don't be scared.
Well, since we can't get nobody on the line, I felt the need to say this to all of my listeners. Please be on the lookout for, what's his face, Tarian? What is his name?
Is it time to get him, Keith? Is it
exposure time?
Okay. Anyways, y'all, to catch y'all up real quick, me and Keith got to catch y'all up. We had a little experience last year, like the last week of December, and a guy, Christopher Gordon, he is on Facebook, and he is an imposter, people. I tell you, an imposter, ladies. He is sitting here claiming that he works with so many people, so far as Drake, some models that are out there, and then Keith did her networking, asked other models and stuff. They said they never knew him before. So, ladies, from me and Keith, we just need y'all
to look out. Yes. Because he's out there, and he's going to tell you all kind of lies.
Yep. And he also has my pictures. He did have my pictures. That's his profile pictures on Facebook. So if you see that, his name is Christopher Gordon. You already know who it is. He's taking my pictures and posting my pictures.
And he's going to probably say he made Tarian famous, but he really told us two different lies, actually. He told me that DJ Khaled was his cousin, Lil Wayne was his uncle. Like, he just was so crazy. And he was telling you that he's trying to get you famous and everything. It's a mess.
Exactly.
My cousin is famous in himself. But my cousin Boothie is one of the most powerful women in the world. But you don't see me telling people that kind of stuff. Like, man, I know this. For me, what does that have to do with you? Like, build your own clout. Like, we want to know about your network, but what are you doing? Don't just say, hey, I know this person. What have you done? Doesn't mean
he has pictures of models. Like, there are nice shots of models, and you would think if you didn't know no better and you didn't do your research that he actually, you know, had these women shot. But what was getting me was every time I go through the picture, it was a different branding on the picture. So I'm like, okay, so who is such and such? Because I like their editing. Oh, I don't know who that is. So you telling me you did all of this but don't know who shot this photo?
That to me is stage one fuckery. I just don't understand that.
Exactly. That's very much true. And then it's just like people just have to realize there are so many con artists out there. Even it doesn't matter how successful you are or what path you're on. It really does not matter. But you're always going to get this in your row. This could happen to anybody. And this is what happened. And, I mean, this dude was trying to critique me on what I do and, like, trying to kind of put me down to make me feel like I needed him. So I'm looking at it from the point to where it's just, like, to everybody. This goes to females, dudes. I really look at it like no matter where you are, where have you been, what you done seen, or what you haven't even done, you are still stronger to this day. And never pass judgment on yourself because of others' opinions. Like, some may understand and accept your story, some may not. But, I mean, who cares? I mean, you really do have to take pride in it being your story. And, I mean, nobody can take that from you. A lot of people can't live the life in your shoes. So, to everybody, this is like love out from Taryn and my whole radio, you know what I'm saying, people's, like, for real. Like, keep your head up and smile and pray for just better days and really take pride in your life.
I know that's right.
At the end of the day, you know, when I tell people something, I got a Google receipt of what I tell you. If I tell you I do this, I'm going to also give you a link to go look the stuff up and then tell you some more stuff and then give you a reference of people that I actually know and actually do stuff with. So, man, like, people got to come off of that, man. Like, stop faking funk. I'll give you people you can actually contact, and it won't be none of this run around, they'll be able to tell you what I do. So it's people got, you got to be real, man. Don't sit there and fake the funk, man. Nothing worse than the fake the funk.
Man, it was luckily for us, he tried both of us, and, you know, we knew each other, so we had the opportunity to call one another and listen to each other's stories, and they wasn't going hand in hand. So I'm like, yeah, this guy is not who he claims to be at all. So luckily for us, we did get to stop it before it got started. And then he was telling me, oh, I'm going to meet Terry, and I'm like, okay, no, you're not. Let me call her. No, you're not.
Exactly.
It worked out. He did. He haven't called me since that day, and I don't know if he tried to reach out to Terry, and I doubt it, but.
No, he yeah, he went to the show, he ain't going to call.
He ain't reaching out to me. I went off. I tore that boy a whole nother life. He ain't ready for that.
Oh, Lord. Okay, we're going to. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try the other line for it. We're going to try Miranda again in a second. Although.
Hello.
Yes, hello, sir.
Huh?
Hello, sir. Is this Blue Moon? Are you the owner of Blue Moon, sir?
Hello. You what now?
Are you the owner of Blue Moon, sir?
Of the what?
A Blue Moon.
Am I the what?
Owner of Blue Moon.
Who wants to know?
Oh, my name is Paul, and I was looking into doing some events there.
Uh-huh.
The event, and I wanted to see if this event was fine. I'm looking into doing a midget jello wrestling competition, and I'd like to know if your establishment will allow me to do that.
For who good?
I want to do a midget jello wrestling competition. And they wanted to know if you guys will allow me to do something like that. You know, you guys are pretty cool, and I just wanted to definitely come have some fun and, you know, have some midgets, you know, run around and some jello, and who doesn't love midgets? You know, you love midgets?
Yeah.
You love midgets? Well, you know, I definitely had to do it because, you know, me being a midget myself, I definitely wanted to definitely come there and host a very great event. I mean, you guys, I heard you guys do a lot of things. You know, your New Year's Eve party was pretty good. A lot of people tell me about that. And, you know, I just wanted to definitely come there because I heard you guys really have a very good time, and you guys love midgets, and I just have to bring a lot of midgets to come there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, but before I go any further about the event, I just wanted to tell you one thing.
Yeah, come on with it.
It's your boy, Sadie J. Muslim, Dennis. You on the air on Life and Dust Live, man. What's up?
You can tell I was buying it.
Oh, my God. I was dying.
What's up, man? Oh, man, but, we gave you some free plug-ins. So we're definitely going to go ahead. Man, let everybody know about your spot, man. Go ahead and give you a free promotion, man. Let everybody know about Blue Moon, man, where to come at it at.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had better calls, but not bad. All right, brother. I'm working, goddammit. Leave me alone.
All right, man. Love you, man. See you on the 20th, man.
Okay, brother. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, okay, this is what I want y'all to do. Okay. All right. Which one of y'all gonna do this call? All right, what's gonna happen is, okay, Miranda apparently went out to this club, and this was she was just recently in Charleston, and she was fooling around for married men at a spot called Castaways. And what I want one of y'all to do is to be that person's wife.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to laugh. I know I'm going to laugh.
All right, so which one of y'all want to be the wife?
Terry.
You got y'all a Terry.
Okay. So what, y'all want to snap?
I want you to snap on her. Okay, so hold on.
Oh, Lord.
And remember, her name is Miranda in Charleston. Charleston in Castaway. Play one of the songs, and that's I Want This, I Want That. Dudes make a lot of hot stuff, you know. I definitely feel they got going on, and it's a blue moon. Big up for y'all for, you know, being very good sports and let us allow us to have fun with y'all. I want to shout out to all the callers that I appreciate y'all. You know, it's always good to see the fans calling and show the love or whatnot. And
yes,
man, 2013, it's gonna get real. It's gonna get real, y'all. So,
oh, my boo is about to sign. Congrats, girl. I'm all on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, what y'all doing? What y'all
no,
doing
she's
over
about
there
to
in
sign.
The back?
She's about to sign
yeah.
with an agency.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, Lord. Yeah,
I'll be trying to sneak stuff behind my back. See, I'm about to get my personal bodyguard to start watching y'all. But
for
anyways,
real, you really
man,
we probably
I
don't need
to say,
you got that thing. You don't sleep on the peanut butter and chocolate, my baby.
Hey, I'm a midget, so y'all gotta understand. I gotta have me. I'm a midget that's 6'2", so. 6'2", 6'3",
oh
so, you know.
And I'm a bitter woman. Miranda's sticking with my man. I'm trying to tell y'all, we ain't playing.
Oh, my God. This is 2013. You guys cannot bring 2013 in like that. Hold on, Miranda.
Yeah, right. So, man, y'all, what we going to do as we go on now, y'all? I wanted to say, once again, shout out to everyone. This is the show. If y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all go to blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ, or y'all go to iTunes, type your Life at the Dust Live. You find the show there. You can also, man, I did not notice it now, man. Yeah, you know, shout out to the people that show love to us like that. Man, y'all can also download the TuneIn app, which is free, and it's the show on TuneIn. So, you listen on the go, so there's no excuse why you don't miss the show. You got too many different ways to listen to the show, so there you go. Bam, in your face.
Bam.
So, as we roll on out, go ahead. Keith, let them know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Twitter at Keith, K-I-I-S, @DA_DIVA.
Damn. Oh, and where can I find you at? Terron Lamone?
Okay. Y'all already know. Follow your girl on Twitter. It's Terron Lamone. TarynLyyMon. Same as Instagram. You just put an underscore in between the Terron and Lamone. Facebook, I'm Terron Lamone. Y'all feel free to message me. Please not no crazy stuff, because I've been getting some crazy stuff lately. Y'all just message me and kick it with me. I always kick it back, and I comment back with everybody. So that's where you can find me at. Boom.
She changed her name to Terron Tomato. But, all right, y'all, we wrote.
Hey.
Y'all know y'all can check me out, man. Check me out at twitter.com/CediJ. That's C-E-D. It was CediJ Dusk, excuse me. CEDVYJDUSK. And y'all also check out the official website, dustspot.com, dustspot.com. All right, we rolling on out, y'all. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a T, over there's a K, there is a way. Y'all tuned in the episode of Life at Dusk Live. We rolling on out, y'all.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Farewell, so long. We'll see you after this song.
Niggas get money and forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me, shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, and forget who got me though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. It's BB, you understand me. I'ma step in the light and tell them about sex. Got the boo behind me. Yeah, man. I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I don't need no damn Bugatti, keep it pimpin' in the lag. With my niggas in the bag and my lady in the front. Bad blood, bandana, 40 ounce and a blunt. I don't need no fucking pump. Come on, see it, show me love. I'ma kick it with the grips and I'ma get it with the blood. But when a selfish motherfucker asked me for a Maserati, I'ma take my black belt off and show that bitch karate. I'ma take care of my mommy, and yes, I said my mommy. We done came a long way, so when I blow, no more salami. I'ma buy the chicken crib, she ain't gotta ask for shit. I'ma laugh at my paw, cause that nigga is a bitch. I'ma look out for my sis, I'ma look out for my bro. Cow tactics, cow bullets, BBE, let's roll. Even though I love my city, pussy niggas gon' be mad. When I blow, I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want BET to come see me and OCT with swag. Or South Dallas on the king, Martin Luther, that's a fag. Hit the bill with my lads, Rolling B, Mike T, Everdale in the bag. My nigga Goofy gon' be free, we throw a party at my pad. Tears drop, rolling down my mama face, she glad. Like Janet Jackson, brother, bitch, I'm Michael Jackson bad. I want the squad to blow, cause we got hits for days. When I shine, this ain't hate, bitch, I got clips for days. Got a problem with me, man, we can take it to the block. Got that Romo on my tip and keep that OJ in my sock. Don't be mad, cause we hot, but I ain't blaming it. Every time I hear that mean I'm gaining in this hole. I'm on a mission with it, finally trying to stay up out the trap. Even though I'm showing love, I keep a killer will strap. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that.
I want this, I want that. Stay greedy, I'ma get it when I work this powder pack. Push it on the corner, loaded, hustling, bringing in
flow.